Appreciate the privilege being here today. Appreciate all of you that's able to come be in the service with us today. I'm glad there's a record book. Most certainly are. You bear with us this morning. We're going to read maybe two or three different places. We're going to read today. If you want to turn to the book of Acts, first chapter. We're going to read some out of the first chapter and the 15th chapter. I'm going to read some out of the 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter. I believe it is. Then we're going to read some out of Hebrews, the 4th chapter. Just several different places. Not going to read that much, don't think. I do appreciate the song service. Appreciate everything been said, done thus far in the service. We do need your prayers. First chapter of the book of Acts, we're going to start with the 21st verse. It says, "Wherefore, of these men which have accompanied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be witness with us of his resurrection. And they appointed two, Joseph called Barsabbas, and whose surname was Justus, and Matthias. They prayed and said, Thou, Lord, which knoweth the hearts of all men, show whether of these two thou hast chosen, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles." 15th chapter, book of Acts. We're going to start with the 5th verse. It says, "But there rose up certain of the sect of Pharisees, which believed, saying that it was needful to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses. And the apostles and elders came together for to consider of this matter. When there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, Men and brethren, you know how that a good while ago God made choice among us that the Gentiles by the mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believed. And God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. We'll start with the ninth verse. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what a man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that we may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Fourth chapter, the book of Hebrews. We're going to start about the 12th verse. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a portion of several different scriptures this morning. And I know that none of this is new as far as being new unto you, but we've got just a thought, and we'll try our best to get ourselves out of the way and do that that we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. I thought, well, I've had all kind of thoughts, just to be honest with you. There's a lot of things, I guess, has crossed our hearts and our minds. But they began to sing the song a while ago about there's a record. There's a record. The Bible says that the disciples coming to the Lord over there in one place, and he was, they were rejoicing because the spirits had been subject unto them. And he spoke to them and he said, rejoice not because the spirits are under subjection unto thee, but rather rejoice because your name is written in heaven. There is a record book. They most certainly are. It wouldn't be hard this morning, be honest with you, to preach on a record. That ain't what I'm going to preach on, I don't think. But I'd like to get myself out of the way and just try to deliver that we feel the Lord has laid on our hearts. I'd like to talk to you this morning about your heart. About your heart. There's a lot of people today that does a lot of different things against their heart. Their heart's not in it. You ever heard that? The statement was made yesterday morning at New Hope Baptist Church. We was in association meeting, and we didn't have an overabundance crowd, but we had enough. We had enough. And they begin to sing, and they normally sing a song, and then we'll have prayer, and then we'll go further in that of the service. But yesterday, they sung a song. And then they sung another song. And then they sung another song. And the statement was made that it's wonderful to listen to people singing that wants to sing. Their heart was in it. Listen. Listen. Brethren, there's folks today that uses this a lot of times as an excuse. Well, God knows my heart. Well, God knows my heart. Have you ever had anybody tell you that? Have you ever had anybody? I've talked to folks, my friend, that is lost as the day is long. And they'll tell you that God knows their heart. And the truth of it is, He does. He does. Not only does God know your heart, folks, you know your heart. You know exactly where you stand between you and God this morning. Think about it. Does God not know? Yes, He knows. I'm going to be honest with you. Brethren, the Bible says that even the devil himself, brethren, know the Scriptures. He quoted Scripture. He quoted it to Jesus. Did he not? Yet he was the devil. Yes, he was. I'm going to be honest with you. Brethren, it makes no difference what you know. Brethren, God knows your heart this morning. He most certainly does. He knows exactly what you need. Can I tell you something else? Folks, you know what you need. You know exactly, brethren, what it takes for God to be pleased with you. Woo! Yes, you do. You cannot hide. My friend, God knows your heart. Woo! Woo! Brethren, as they sung those songs yesterday, I'm going to be honest with you, you'd have thought the house was full. Yes, you would. Why, preacher? They're singing from the heart. Woo!
Glory to God! We come to meeting, brethren, from the heart. Woo! Things begin to happen. Woo! Woo! I don't care whether you like me shouting or not. You know it? Woo! Brethren, God knows exactly where you're standing this morning. And you do too. Bible says over in the days of Moses, the children of Israel, Bible says that there was a Pharaoh that rose up that knew not Joseph. Yes, sir. He paid no mind to Joseph and his family. Jacob, his father, all them that come down, brethren, when had no corn. Woo! Woo! I'm going to be honest with you this morning. Brethren, God's after your heart today. Woo! You let God get a hold of that heart. Brethren, you'll forget about what this world thinks about you. Woo! Hallelujah! Glory! Pharaoh rose up that knew not Joseph. The scripture says, a lot of people says, well, preacher, the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart. He did. You can read about it. But do you know why he hardened Pharaoh's heart? Because Pharaoh had a hard heart. Yes, he did. Preacher, God knows my heart. Living like the devil. You say, preacher, this is supposed to be Pastor Appreciation Day and you preaching to us like this? Yes. Yes. Some of you that don't come here regular, you can ask these regular ones. They'll tell you how I preach to them. Yes, they will. David, this thing is a heartfelt religion, my friend. Woo! And brethren, your heart is telling you to go a different direction than what you're doing. He hardened Pharaoh's heart. He hardened it. Sent a plague. He hardened it. Sent a plague. He hardened it. Sent a plague. He hardened it, sent a plague continually until it got right down to his own household. Whether you'll have it or not, when the death destroyer come in Egypt, brethren, the scripture says they was not a house, brethren, where they was not a cry. Brethren, because the death of the firstborn in every house, including Pharaoh. Don't let your heart be so hard that God continues to harden it. Preacher, you're preaching out of text, not a bit. God knows your heart. I might not know your heart. I've said this many a time, and I believe it. Right this moment, my friend, you cannot tell me what that one next to you is thinking. No, you can't. No, you can't. You don't know what's going through their mind, and you don't know what's troubling their heart this morning. Woo! Preacher, I like to go to the house of God and feel good. You can do that. Yes, you can. It's up to you this morning. Yes, sir. Does God know your heart? Brother, the Bible tells us about a man by the name of Ahab. And the scripture plainly says that Ahab was a wicked king. And Ahab devised wickedness, him and his wife Jezebel. The scripture says there was not a man more wicked than Ahab before him nor after him. God knows his heart. He knows. Ahab wanted a vineyard. Naboth's vineyard. He said, Naboth, he said, I'll purchase this vineyard from you. And Naboth told him, he said, I cannot sell it. It's my inheritance. Ahab wanted it because it's close by the palace. No doubt a pretty good looking vineyard. Just to be honest with you. Brethren, Ahab come home all sad and gloomy, laid down across the bed, and here comes Jezebel. She said, why art thou sad? Art not thou the king? She said, you just lay right there, I'll take care of it. Huh? Yes, sir. She sent out some over there, my friend, and she had them to blaspheme against that of Naboth. Brethren, they took Naboth and they took him down there and slayed him. And the dogs licked his blood. What the scripture says. She come in there, my friend, no doubt, and just throwed the deed on the bed and said, there it is. It's yours. Huh? Glory! Hallelujah! Brethren, I'm glad to tell you, brother, that God's got a man in your pathway. He does. Oh, Ahab dressed himself up. He went down to view this vineyard. And he got down there in the midst of the vineyard and he saw a man by the name of Elijah. He asked Elijah, he said, hast thou found me, O mine enemy? Ahab told him, said, I have found thee. And I know what thee has done. He said, and he gave him some things that was going to happen. But you don't think God knowed the heart of Ahab? The words that he told Ahab, he said, him that pisseth against the wall in Jezreel shall be cut off. And he said, Ahab, he said, where them dogs lick Naboth's blood, said, they're going to lick your blood. And said, as far as Jezebel, said, the dogs are going to eat her flesh. Preacher, that wasn't a good message. God knowed his heart. God knowed his heart. Listen, crocodile tears, my friend, will get you about that far. You see that? True repentance, my friend, brings joy. There's not a one in this house, brethren, that has not had to repent. Not a one. If you ever get a hold of God, brethren, you'll repent today. Preacher, there ain't nobody going to shout that message. I done got to the point they don't have to. Oh, glory! The Bible says that Ahab went out, brethren, and he cried to God. And he wept. Yes, he did. And the scripture says that God heard him. Preacher, you talking about the same man? I'm talking about the same man. But let's see what he said. Not just what he said, let's see what he done. Did you know today, I'm as honest as I know how to be with you. Did you know today that there's very few people, brethren, that wants to deal with a condition of their own heart this morning? Preacher, I'm better than so-and-so. We're not going to be measured by so-and-so. The measuring stick, I read it to you. You can go and read it again. It's in the fourth chapter of the book of Hebrews. What did he say? The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing and dividing asunder both joint and marrow. Yes, sir. And is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Glory! Brother, the word of God will come alive in your life if you'll let it. Yes, it will. Elijah told him, went back. He said, the Lord's heard you. He's heard you. He said, he's not going to bring this to pass in your day. He said, but it's going to come to pass in your son's day. Listen, God give him a chance. God give him an opportunity. I don't read anywhere in the scriptures whether Ahab ever straightened out. No, sir, he continued. Him and Jezebel alike continued to do wickedness.
Listen. Listen. How many of you is listening to your heart? There's not a one of you sitting here that don't know your heart. You know. You know exactly. Brother Cody mentioned the rich young ruler this morning. The Bible says that he went away sorrowful. He went away sorrowful. He knowed the law. He said he observed the law. He kept the law. But Jesus told him, thou lackest one thing. One thing thou lackest. I'm not here getting on to you this morning, but I want you to realize, and I want you to understand, you will deal with your heart sometime or another. The Bible says that the rich young ruler went away sorrowful. You know why? He knowed his heart. To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. God knows your heart. But more than that, you know your heart. You know, I can't help it today. When you sung today in the choir, when you sung, did you sing from the heart? When you come to the house of God today, did you come with all your heart in it? I say this quite often. The scripture says in the New Testament, you say, preacher, we don't go by them 10 commandments no more. No, but we got two. And they'll cover the 10. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with what? With all thine heart. With all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And the second commandment is like this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two hangeth the law and the commandments. It's in there. It's in there. I'm going to tell you something this morning, and I'm glad it works that way. Folks, there's things in your heart that you cannot deny. You'll never get away from it. No, sir. You'll never get away from it. Preacher, God knows my heart. God knows my heart. The answer is, yes, he does. But the real truth of it is, you know your heart. You as an individual, you know your heart. You know what it takes to please the Lord? It takes submission. It takes faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. Without it.
I know. I really do. I know. I thought, and I really did. I thought this morning I had so much that I wouldn't be able to get nowhere with anything. And the Lord spoke to me and he said, just use what I give you. Huh? Yes, sir. Gene, you know your heart, don't you? Yes, you do. Yes, you do. When he saved that man some 30, 40 years ago, he didn't leave him. He didn't forget you. What he wanted is you not to forget him. Glory! Isn't that wonderful? I'm going to tell you something. Whether I'm around or not, whether your best friend's around or not, whether your mom and dad's around or not, whether your spouse is around or not, whether your children's around or not, you know your heart. Quit trying to cover it up. Well, preacher, I'll just stay busy. That's what the devil wants you to. He don't want you thinking too much about your heart.
That's right, he don't.
You know why? Because you'll repent. And joy will come.
Amen.
Yes, it will. Joy. Bible says, oh, Ahab carried on just like he had been carried. One day he went out to battle. Jehoshaphat had buddied up with him. And Ahab, before they went out, he looked at Jehoshaphat and he said, let's swap garments. Huh? Let's swap garments. And they did. They went out to battle, and when they saw that it was not the right king, they turned and went back. The enemy did. But the Bible says a certain man drew a bow at a venture. He drew that back, that arrow, he let it go, and guess where it lodged? Lodged in that of Ahab. Yes, sir. God knows your heart. But the real truth of it is, you know your heart. You know. There's no way under God's heaven that you'll get by. Preacher, you talk like that we're wrong. Well, I'm going to say this. There's somebody wrong. Here today. I'm not your judge. But if you'll listen to that heart of yours, I believe God will touch that heart. Not only will he touch it, he'll change it. He will. He'll change it. Just look around you. See all these people, he's changed their hearts. They can tell you what it is, my friend, to be lost and undone. Brethren, and to be in that condition and to know without a doubt you need God in your life. Your heart knows that. After a while, old Jehu had went over to a certain city. Jehu was king. Jezebel heard about Jehu coming, and she attired herself. She decked herself out. When Jehu came into the city, she looked out over the balcony. And Jehu cried out, and he said, "Is there any on the Lord's side?" And the Bible said two eunuchs presented themselves. And he said, "Cast her down. Cast her down." Listen, I'm not telling you no fairy tale. It's in the book. Bible says that the horses trampled upon Jezebel. Jehu and them went into the tavern there and eat. He looked at them and he said, "Let's go bury her." Listen, they went out. Folks, there was not enough to bury her. The only thing that was left of her was the skeleton of her hands and their skull and her feet. The dogs had eaten her flesh. Exactly like the man of God said was going to happen. "Preacher, I don't want that." You don't have to wind up that way. No, you don't. "Preacher, I won't know that God loves me. If he didn't love you, he wouldn't deal with you." Do you know that? He wouldn't squeeze that heart. He wouldn't touch that soul of yours if he didn't love you. But the truth of it is, he does love you. You know what he wants you to see this morning? He wants you to see exactly where you sit. Because if you don't, you never will do anything. Amen. No, you won't. I understand. Get a verse of song. I understand this morning what it is to sit in a pew. Can I tell you something? I've sat in the pew when the man of God preached on heaven, but to me it smelt like hell. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. That's right. I have. Sad to say, but I have. Why, preacher? Because I knowed my heart. I'm going to tell you something, folks. You're going to deal with your heart somewhere, sometime. Don't put it off. God loves you. God loves you. He give you opportunity. He give Ahab an opportunity. He give Jezebel an opportunity. The Bible says over in the New Testament, book of Revelation, he said, "Wherefore he give her a space to repent. And she repented not." Do you hear that? Space to repent. I'll say it again, not trying to put anybody on the spot here. Brethren, there's not one sitting in this house that has not had to repent. And you can't make me believe, my friend, that God don't deal with your heart. I know he does. He dealt with mine. He dealt with mine. I didn't want him to, but he dealt with it. He dealt with mine. I'd lay my head on my pillow, my friend, and I knowed if I died in the condition I was in, that I would split hell wide open. Preacher, we don't preach like that no more. Why don't we? It's still the truth. God loves you. God knows your heart. But the truth of it is, you know your heart. You know what it takes. You know what it takes this morning for you to be put right with God. You know what it takes. Preacher, I can't have no more fun. Well, you can trade it for joy. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Can't we, Rick? Yes, sir. Jesus is precious. We used to come to this church and there's a man sat right here. Right here. And I don't know how many times he got up and testified that Jesus was precious. He had some age on him. And you know what? That let me know, thank God, that he knowed what it was for Jesus to be precious. Huh?
He did know.
Last testimony ever said. Standing right here. Got up, thank God, and he testified and he talked about how precious Jesus was. Tears running down his face. He sat down and left here. Did he not, Leroy? Yes, he did. Left here. Yeah. Preacher. Don't tell me things like that. Why not? You know what Brother Frank Owens knowed? He knowed that Jesus was precious. It's precious to him. Folks, he can be precious to you this morning. I'm going to be honest with you. He'll be the best thing that you ever got in your life. Bar any.
Amen.
God knows your heart.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
God knows your heart. God knows your heart this morning, but I'm just as straight as I know how to be with you. You know it. You know exactly where you're sitting. Between you and the Lord. Best thing I ever done was when I stepped out of that pew and come down to an old-fashioned altar. And I went home a different man. Let us stand while they sing.
357 at the bottom.